Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 123. In this episode, we're going to be talking about a new platform. Well, it's new to me. It's called Gamma AI. I think it's got some possibilities, and it shows a trend about how AI can help somebody with a membership, an e-learning website, and you're looking to make great content for that site. I think it's got some interesting features. We're also going to be talking about some of its major competitors and some other AI services and platforms that I think you're going to find interesting. I think it's going to be a fabulous show. I've also got my great co-host, Kurt, with me. So, Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, Jonathan. My name is Kurt von Onnen. I own an agency called Manana No Mas, and I work directly with the great folks at WP Tonic and Lifter LMS as well.
That's fantastic. Like I say, we will be going into a full review of Gamma AI. I'm sure you're going to find it interesting. But before we go into the meat and potatoes of this great show, I got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hi there, e-commerce store owner. At Omnisend, we help more than 100,000 e-commerce customers just like you sell their products. We're an all-in-one email and SMS marketing platform that helps you reach your customers, grow your audience, and increase sales. In fact, our customers have seen incredible results with Omnisend, averaging $72 in revenue for every single dollar spent. And if you ever have a question, our award-winning customer support team is available 24/7 every single day. That's one of the reasons we have more than 6,000 glowing reviews and ratings all across the web. So get started with Omnisend today and start growing your business with better email and SMS marketing.
We're coming back, folks. Before we go into the main part of the show, I also want to point out we've got a great course at a great discount price. It will show you how to build a modern WordPress subscription membership website from beginning to end, done by Kirk himself. You can get this at 50% discount, plus some special offers from the major sponsors, plus a curated list of the best WordPress technology that will help you build this subscription website, ASP. You can get all these fabulous goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals. What more could you ask for, I say? There we go. So we go straight into it. So if you had to explain Gamma to somebody that booked a consulting session with you, Kirk, how would you introduce it to them?
Honestly, Jonathan, after having played with the tool for just a little bit, I think it's the tool for a solopreneur that makes you feel like a small team. Because you have so many hats as a solopreneur. You're marketing, you're trying to sell, bookkeeping, you're doing all these things. And I think what happens a lot is we lose track of like our social media posting on a schedule, things like that. And this was the test I did with it was pretty surprising. It was enlightening. It actually worked really well. I was surprised.
Yeah. Can you go into a bit of detail what it is and what some of the main features of it?
Yeah, so
we'll go into more details about the features, but can you give us just a quick intro?
Yeah, where I first jumped into it, it said, do templates, social media, websites, presentations. And of course, in my mind, I'm looking at this as, and admittedly, I've got a little bit of AI fatigue over the last few weeks. And so I'm looking at this homepage.
Is that being caused by me?
I'm like, just another page of all these, promises of what this platform is going to do. But they had the opportunity. I noticed in pricing, they had the opportunity for a free account. So I went ahead and I tried something out, and I'm not going to say breathtaking, but I was pleasantly surprised at the results. So does it make social media posts? Yes. Does it organize information or data into slides? Yes. Does it work, from a concept, from an idea, and then use AI to kind of backfill it? Absolutely. But what I really liked about it was you could also not just upload documents and things, but you could actually feed this thing a URL and it would generate this content based off of your existing website, which to me was, I was like, oh, well, that's cool, because you've already put in the work into building the website. And now you've got this tool that kind of repurposes that content and gives you multiple layers of communication to share with other people.
Yeah, I was really impressed with it, actually, because, you know, it will produce a series of slides, but you can turn that into a PDF, and that can be a really good lead magnet, folks. It will do presentations, and a lot of membership have presentation slides. They use that. It really does a really good job. The website does one-page website landing pages. I think that's the least thing that I was impressed with. It does a good job, but I think there's other tools in the WordPress space that do equivalently a good job. But it's pretty impressive, even that element. But it was the other parts of it and the interface and menu, and it provides pretty good images, and it gives you the ability to choose different AI image platforms to supply the images. And it gives you the ability to swap out the images and edit content. And it's a pretty intuitive interface, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
I would. And I know there's other things we're going to talk about later that seemed like more Canva-esque to me, like the way that it kind of worked. And I felt like this was almost like a level up. Like, I don't want to say a level up. That's if I was working in my own PowerPoint presentation and I wanted to swap out an image, a picture, a logo, or superimpose something, some text on top of something. It gives you all of those options. It's right there. It says, oh, you know, let us show you how to do all this stuff. Bam, 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 bam. And it just happens right on screen. And then to Jonathan's point, you know, export as a PDF or whatever. But each one of those slides, so if you say, create me some social media posts, we'll say, well, we have 8 cards for you, and they all come up like a presentation. But each of those cards in the presentation can be downloaded as its own PNG file. And so you're able to just go, because there's other social media generation tools I've used in the past, and it might give me the words, or it might give me images, or it might give me, and then I got to piece this stuff together and kind of edit it. And then, you know,
hopefully I interrupted, but I think some of these AI tools, they generate more work than they save, because you got to edit them. If you're a total beginner, I think it's going to be even worse, because you haven't got the experience to know how to edit them and why you got to edit them, if you know what I mean. But this tool, I think for even somebody that hasn't got the experience or like you and me, you can get some pretty good results, and you're not having to spend, you're going to have to edit some of it, but it is a time saver, because, you know, producing lead magnets, producing content for your membership website, producing all this content, even if you take our advice and go for a minimum viable course and don't try and build war and peace, as I'm always going on about, it's still a lot more effort and time than people think. And I think, and the price is right, isn't it? Because it's free, you get a free level, and then the plus is $10. And then the pro is $20, and that's per month price. You get a discount if you pay yearly. It's not ridiculously priced either, is it?
No. What I did look at, though, in the pricing, and I want to make sure that we cover this with folks, is I get lost in some of these pricing models, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this. It says unlimited AI creation for $10 a month, right? And you go, oh, that sounds like too good to be true. And then you get to the bottom, it says generate up to 20 cards. In my test that I did, my free test, I generated 8 cards already. You know, so I would have already used almost half of my monthly allowance on that one sample test. But it's interesting to me, like when you look at what, like, so there's 50,000 AI token inputs.
And it's the token business, isn't it?
People don't know what a token is, but I think 50,000 AI tokens is like 96 blog posts, you know, the equivalent.
Well, the token is whatever the platform,
whatever the platform says it is.
That's the reality of it. I've been cynical, but I'm English, folks, so I'm bound to be. But that is the reality. So let's just quickly go through some of the key features. The AI-powered creation. The actual quality of the slides, the images, the output is pretty impressive. And a lot, some of the other platforms out there, you can't, like I say, you have to spend so much time editing them, you think, oh, I might as well have done it from the beginning. But this seems to generate reasonably good stuff, doesn't it?
Well, and I'm going to take that back just a notch with you, if I can, Jonathan. I noticed in the platform that it did give me, like, pick this template, right? So you want the black background with the gray writing, the purple background with the pink writing.
Sounds delicious.
But you are still doing some of, like, you're still making some choices along the way. It's not like a bippity boppity boop and it's done. The end result was really good. I basically have a project where we teach kids how to ride mountain bikes. And so I basically fed that URL in as a sample. I said, make me some blog posts for this project. And it took all the key elements off the multiple pages of the website, took the best photos from that website, and then blended them into these social posting cards that communicated really well. Like, so what does the organization do? It does these three things. You know, why would parents want to do this? It was for these three reasons. Why? And it was put together really solidly. And there wasn't any edit that I would have made to the text in those samples, which I thought was impressive.
Yeah. I think we covered anything about the presentation, the slides, anything about it that you didn't like or you think, that you can add any more info to what we've outlined?
It's the same. It's a paranoia thing for me, Jonathan. It really is a paranoia.
Is that me having an effect on you?
No, it's you get in and you see something and you go, oh, this is cool. And then, well, how would I feel in 3 months if their template library doesn't substantially expand or if things don't progress in a way? Because if I'm going to be honest, when it generated those slides for me, it didn't give me 50 background options to choose from. It gave me like 6, you know. But then I look at the growth that Canva has had in the last couple of years and I go, well, if they follow that model, then, you know, you're going to constantly have something to be able to create from. Nothing irritates me more than, you know, especially if it's someone I know. Like, I might have this really cool YouTube thumbnail I'm using for a series of lives I'm doing. And then I'll see 3 or 4 people, you know, 2 weeks later come up with the same thumbnail from the Canva backgrounds. And it's like, there's thousands to choose from. Why are you picking the one I'm using? And my fear with some of these AI tools is that a lot of people are going to start to use them.
Oh.
A lot of content's going to start to look the same because we're not.
Isn't that the same with this looking at the same PowerPoint slides
at
the same time? So the actual text it generates, how good was that?
I didn't have to edit a thing.
Wow.
Not a single thing need edited. I did the 8 cards. I looked at every heading, every subheading, every paragraph, and even the bullet point placement and stuff. It was all right on the money the way I would have made it.
Right. Well, did you have time to quickly look? And am I right about this? The review I did, it seemed to be like one page, which I think is the right way to pitch it, kind of one page website. I'm not sure if they host them or you just take the code and you put it somewhere else. I'm not sure about it. I looked at the presentation and some of the other elements rather than the website builder. But did you have time to look at the website builder functionality at all?
All I did was play in a sample. I didn't publish it and make it live or do anything like that. I just played with it. And I don't know. I don't want to upset people like and make too many brash comparisons to Canva, but it felt like that doing a Canva landing page. You know how you can go into Canva, you can create a website.
I haven't actually. I'm too much of a snob to do it.
I did one and actually published it and made it live to promote a product on Mañana No Más. But it was, again, part of that sample, right? You and I, we're in the website business. So we do membership and learning sites and hosting. And so we're in deep on that. But for someone coming in that's not sure what it's all about yet, it's probably an okay way to get your feet wet. You know, it gives you something. I'm just not in 100%.
The problem with it is just build a landing page, but obviously you want them to do something. So you've got to have the automation side. So when they click a button, they can be sent an email with a lead magnet. That's the problem I have. But if you're just looking to get a quick one page up and just have a quick message, I think it's fine. But that's what my problem. But to actually generate the lead magnet, I'm probably going to be using it myself.
That's where all these, SaaS type geniuses come up with all these things, on a Facebook. You don't need this, you don't need that, you don't need the other thing. We're going to show you how to make $1 billion with all these free tools. And so they would say, create your one page website on this platform, and then have them click this link that's going to take them to your HubSpot or your MailChimp on the free account. And then that free account's going to refer them to some other downloadable white paper somewhere. And you and I both know that at the end of the day, if you have a central location that is your URL, your website on whatever platform, but if it's yours and you can develop it, then some of these other tools can help point to it. But I think you still need to have your own home base.
Yeah, I call them SaaS Frankensteins. You got this API here, and it's linked to this, and you just do it all with Zapier, the free Zapier account, and they make it look. And my experience of it, it's a real dog's breakfast. You know, you think I might as well have done this in WordPress with a couple of good plugins. This is causing me more ad growth. And I've got involved with these crazy client projects where they've got these Frankenstein SaaS where it's all over the place.
Yeah.
And it was done by somebody about a year ago. They can't even remember how it was set up, and it's a real dog's breakfast. So be warned, folks, because you're totally right with your insight there. But I think the reason I got a bit excited about it, because there's a few services. I think Kajabi have introducing AI, or they've got a free kind of, it's free to use. And I think there's some other kind of AI that's aimed at content for e-learning and that. And I've tried a few, and I've been a bit disappointed, to be truthful. They're just glorified written content, and there's better third-party solutions that do it. But I thought this was really quite interesting, and you could see how the future a little bit, where you can actually see where it could help somebody build out content for a course. So it was, you can actually see, because a lot of the other stuff I've been a little bit disappointed, to be truthful about it. Do you agree what I've just outlined?
I agree with so much of it, but I think we're coming at it from different perspectives. So I've seen a couple of like AI course creation tools, and I've seen some developers working on these in the background. And I'm sorry, at the end of the day, I'm not signing up and paying you a membership so I can find out what AI thinks about something. I want to know what you think about something, and I want to see you on a Zoom call, and I want to have an interaction with you. And, you know, I say this all the time to people when I'm consulting with them to help them build their own products. We are coming to an age where so much is being automated that the real premium, the thing that's going to generate the value, is the relationship, the connection person to person. And so you know, you got to take your opportunity to build your expertise and make something of yourself so that people want that space, want to find that value and want that from you. So if you're leveraging an overabundance of AI to like separate your knowledge into a course material, chances are you're not going to find the success that you assume you're going to find.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. But where I think this does help is like generating lead magnets, but it also helps with the individual that gets like, it's the same in writing a document. You get a lot of people that just look at the white page and they just freeze. And you get a lot of people that the prospect of building out content for a membership, for a subscription, it just induces total fear into them. They don't know where to begin or start. And I just see this as a tool to get over the initial hump, and then they can customize it, add video, make it more personal. I just see it as a tool to get you over the hump. Really.
I do that. Like I'll take AI and I'll say, you know, I'm a John Maxwell certified leadership speaker.
Are you? That sounds so posh, actually.
I've read all the John Maxwell books. Da, 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 da. So I say, I want to create a course on this segment of leadership. Can you give me an outline of what would be a good course structure for that? And then it lists out a bunch of things. And then I figure out on that list of a bunch of things, which ones would I manually extrapolate into a lesson from each of those things. So I might use AI to give me that inspiration you're talking about, but you still have to come at it with, because I don't think there's anything that I've ever taught where I've invented it. Like I haven't invented anything. It's a different way of spinning it. It's a different way that you present it. And so if you take yourself out of the equation, you've taken the value out.
I think that's a great insight. I think it's been a great first half. We're giving a thumbs up to Gamma. We have all the links in the show notes, which you can find on the WP Tonic website. And I think we give it a good thumbs up. We're going to go for our mid-break, folks. When we come back in the second half, we're going to be looking at some of the alternatives and one or two other projects that I think are really fascinating as well. It should be a great second half. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. We've had a feast of AI discussion. I can't get enough of it. I think Kirk's getting burnt out, but I just love it all, folks. But before we go into the second half, I want to point out we've got another great free resource, and that's the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. It's totally free. If you've got any questions that come up in your mind during our podcast and our YouTube channel, got any questions, just go to the Membership Machine Show group and put them there. It's a great group of WordPress fanatics and people like you trying to build a membership subscription website. I'm going to emphasize subscription more, really, because I think we're entering a world where it's more about creators and influencers trying to make money on TikTok and YouTube. But having your own website and having your own subscription base, your own following that signs up for more content, educational or being part of groups, is just a great way of defending yourself from these big platforms. So I see the podcasts and our advice really around that, totality of listener, which I think is growing and will grow more. So let's go straight in. So I'm going to put like three of these together, and I'm just going to ask your general impression, because I think in some ways, and I think you suggested this in the first half, that these three are more like Canva in some ways. But and that's Tom, that's Destuper. How do you pronounce it? Destuper?
I think Tome. It's either Tome or Tome.
And what's the second one? How do you pronounce it?
Dectopolis.
Dectopolis. They love these names, don't they? Dectopolis. And plus AI, right? So if you were having to explain to people what these three are and any major differences you saw, how would you explain them to people?
Well, the Tome one actually put me into a cold sweat, to be honest with you, Jonathan.
You're like working with me.
No, worse. This is like a virtual assistant thing. It's more than just making presentations and things like that. I recently sampled some AI help with combining some calendars together, and having it prioritize your activities and your calendars and color coding things. And so, because I have multiple verticals in my business and a lot of things going on, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, I said, well, maybe I can optimize this better. So I tried one of these virtual assistant platforms. Jonathan, I couldn't get out of that thing fast enough. Oh my goodness. I was like, what? I am spooling out of control here fast. And I got the same feeling when I was really going through the website for this Tome. It was talking about, it does presentations and stuff like that, but it seems like it also, interacts with, your CRM tools, your, if you're a larger company, you're going to have, your playbooks or your policy and procedure manuals, job boards, financial reports, things like that. And it's going to combine all of that into like one central hub that's basically going to tell you what you're supposed to do for the day. And I'm just not ready to do that. I'm not ready to have any machine tell me what I should be doing for the day. I just don't want to go down that path. From the presentation standpoint, it looked like it was pretty dang capable. The presentations were sharp. I thought they were clean. I thought the interface looked good. And then when you talked about Dectopolis and Plus, with those, when you said Canva-like, that nailed it right on the head for me. I mean, I even thought with one of them, I thought, did they steal that button directly from the Canvas page?
Never. But it's definitely, I agree with everything. It's definitely got a more corporate. I found the website, the initial pitch, and that it's more polished. But I actually think that Gamma has got more used to our target audience. The interface looked really nice, but it's just the bits that they're pushing. I totally agree with your initial synopsis about it, your initial feel. On to the next one.
I'm going to sound like a nutcase right now, right here on the show. I keep seeing all these things for Notion, and Notion has all these like organizers, planners, project managers, organize your life things. And the interface that's on Tome's presentation looks just like the interface to Notion. And so I think to myself, why not just get Notion and pay $97 for that template? But that's the way, but I thought it looked good. I thought it looked good. It looked efficient, looked modern. And like I said, the presentation abilities were right on point, but the other two reminded me that I was in a Canva-like world.
All right, on to
Dectopolis.
Dectopolis. Very similar functionality to Gamma, but the thing I liked about it was the funnel functionality. That's a step up if you want to build that one page landing page. They've got actual elements of it can actually act as a funnel, as a lead generation system. I didn't test it, but I thought that was a step up. But so what was your own thoughts on this baby?
I didn't go in and get an account and play with it enough. I saw what you saw there about like sales funnel and lead generation.
Well, you couldn't because they haven't got a free account, have they?
And it talks about doing proposals and portfolios. And then I was like, so what is this thing really? Is it trying to be a business hub with marketing features, or is it a marketing site with a couple of business features? And I really don't, the messaging was a little cloudy to me as far as what the actual, you know, what's the real priority of the site? And again, you and I, we've been down this road before, right? I know of certain SaaS platforms that are more business oriented. So I would, if it was me, I would lean on this for the marketing and presentation side of what they're offering. But I didn't feel that without a free offer to try it, I was really not inclined to sign up for a subscription to test it.
No, they'll probably give you a free 14 days, but you probably have to put your credit. I think you're spot on because it's got the use cases, which are account executives, sales professionals, founders, webinar comp. It's all over the place. They're very broad categories, aren't they? And I'm going to be really unfair here because I did look at reviews and I looked at the interface. And like I say, the funnel side of it is like a step up from Gamma, really. But on the other hand, it looked to me like a talented group of developers and they're trying to get in because everybody's getting into AI and they're kind of throwing everything in to the kitchen sink, but it's not very focused. Do you think I'm being a bit unfair there, or is that the gel of it? You know,
I don't think it's too horribly unfair. Now, they do have a ton of templates, which, you know, is one of the marks I put against Gamma was I didn't see a ton of templates. Decopolis has a ton of templates. It does. But again, I guess here's my thing with this, Jonathan. When we started looking at these today for today's show, I was thinking to myself, all right, these are presentation tools. We're looking at AI, you know, marketing and presentation and social construct kind of sites. And then you get to this thing and it's like, well, is it Suite Dash plus Canva? Is it, you know, is it an all-in-one business platform? And it's not an all-in-one business platform. Like it doesn't do your invoicing and your project management and stuff like that. And so it's missing some elements that would make it a business platform. And it makes me wonder how much of it is really prioritized on the creative side if it's serving that business element.
Yeah, it's the positioning. It looks good, I'm sure, but yeah. On to the last one, which is Plus AI. What was your quick thoughts about this?
You know, sometimes I say things that don't make sense on the show, and I know that. If someone has a really ugly site, it just really distracts me. And this one, I just did not like the website at all. And I know it's all subjective. But I really didn't like the website. What I did like was the pricing. I didn't see, you know, that you can start with a 7-day trial, which is great. And then it's only $10 a month and you get the unlimited AI generation with Google Slides and PowerPoint. So that's kind of nice. And you can create single slides, which is nice because most of them that we've seen, you create like a series of slides. It's almost like you create more than you need and then delete the ones you don't want to use. This one you can create single slides with, and you can remix and mingle the slides. So you have a lot of freedom with what you develop. It seems like it would be a good product. I think to myself, if I dislike the website so much, how much am I going to like the output that it gives me?
It's more, their pitch seems to be if you've got existing PowerPoints and you want to use AI and that.
Freshen them up.
To make them more professional, that they seem to be pitching that. I forgot the second from last, Presentation AI, because that's got a free, and it's got a different, you got the free program, and then you got a big jump to the pro, which is $198. And that, what do you reckon? At least I could pronounce the name, Presentation AI.
Yeah, Presentations AI. They've got a couple of cool things. I really like that they focused on the multilingual support, because you and I have a lot of people that are doing international stuff. So I know that AI can do multiple languages. I don't want to say that they can't, but when they focus on multilingual support, it's like the difference between Google Translate and Translate Press with DeepL for in our speak, right? So it's like, so you're expecting a higher level of translation ability. It's got this brand sync item, which I like. Like, so for agencies or people doing work for other people, or if you're a solopreneur with multiple projects, you're able to build separate channels that maintain your brand sanctity from one product to another. So I thought that that was a really cool thing that this platform had. And then I'm pretty sure we already mentioned price, or you did. It's right on the money to get in and try something out.
Well, the thing is that it's early bird pricing. They've got it the start at zero, but they're saying that at some time they're going to be charging $120. I'm not sure if that's monthly or yearly. I imagine it's monthly. And in the pro, they propose, for 1 year. So it's yearly. Yeah. So they propose to charge $120. And then, any number of users 1 year. Their pricing table's bloody confusing. And then they've got this early bird for the pro, which they plan to charge $600. And at present moment, they're charging $198. I just don't think I don't think that's going to work, I don't think it's offering, apart from the language, if the language is really important to you, yeah. But the others, I suppose it depends, doesn't it, if you're really into the language side, isn't it?
I think at a certain point in the show, we have to acknowledge what is already in existence. And that's why when we look at some of these products, I kind of roll my eyes and go, really, another AI for this? If I have a Microsoft 365 account, which a lot of professionals have, and I want to create a PowerPoint presentation, there's AI tools that come with that platform, right? And then they have an unbelievable amount of templates to choose from. So if you're making presentations, that you already have that. Or if you go into Google Slides, which is not my favorite, I prefer PowerPoint. But if you go into Google Slides or one of those, they also have a ton of templates. And, you know, they're starting to inject Gemini into everything. And so it's like you've got these tools that we already have. And so when I look at these other channels coming up, it's got to be compelling. It's got to be like when I did that sample with Gamma and I said, sure, scrape this website and give me some marketing ideas off of this website. And then it came out with like post ready product. That was impressive.
Right. On to the last one, which if it did blow you away, I'll be amazed. It's a bit different, this last one. It's not aimed at, it's about taking you, uploading a video of you and actually cloning you and being able to upload a script, and the clone you can speak the script and you can change your clothing. And it's a two-edged sword when it comes to actual e-learning, because the thing is, there are people that need to make videos for their membership and they can't do it. No matter how much they try, they just can't be in front of the camera and explain anything. And it stops them from making a course. But this platform called HeyGen, it really does, it is mine. And I looked at some of the other solutions out there, and this, for the price and for what it does, I think it's one of the leading ones. And some of the end results, because until about 6 months ago or 8 months ago, you could tell straight away that it was a AI cloned video, but it's got to the stage now with some of these platforms. I think if you really, really look, you can still tell. But apart from, you've got to really concentrate. I think they've become really good. And the prior, so what was your thoughts about this one when I sent you the link?
As an individual that easily has 1,000 hours of video content on the internet, I hate the idea. I really do. I mean, I just, you know, I turn on the camera, I got something to say, I say it, I got a course to make, I promote it, I do what I got to do. But you make a really compelling point, and that is not everybody is comfortable turning on the camera and expressing themselves. And because of that lack of comfort, it's hard for them to have influence. Like if you're not comfortable or you don't have confidence in your messaging, you're not going to have the influence that you need to be able to gain conversions. And so I can see where a tool like this could be valuable to some people. But that whole deep fake mentality, like when it says, hey, look at this video of Tom Cruise doing something silly. And it's not Tom Cruise. That to me is just, we're getting into weirdness. And then the idea that you're going to convert that
into where we've been into weirdness, a quiet long period in America, mate. Yeah. We've been there for a long time.
Yeah. But it's, we all knew it was coming. You know, we all knew that this deep fake thing was coming, that it was going to get cheaper and cheaper, and that it was going to be available to everybody. And this HeyGen is apparently right on the money. I mean,
what do you think of the examples? You know,
the output is almost real. Like when you look at it, when you see the guy going like this on the page,
yeah, they get the hand movements, don't they?
I'm waiting to see that sixth finger pop up on one of his hands or something.
It happens with me quite a lot, but my sixth finger shows that.
Or you know, three eyeballs or three nostrils, or, you know, I keep waiting for something in the AI to not make sense. I've listened to a lot of content on this particular subject. And like Mark Zuckerberg was talking on, you know, at length about how difficult it was to get the digits right, to make hands look like hands. He said in one of his interviews, it's better in AI if you see the body and hands with no arms than if the arms are connected and the hands are weird, right? He said it's just because people see it right away. He said you're better off to have a hand with no arms. You know,
well, I think this produces arms and hands, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, this produces arms and hands. But, you know, this is a year after I heard that Mark Zuckerberg interview. It's interesting. And what I think is almost more acceptable is they have like...
I'll tell you one area that I thought this could make is if you've got a membership and you're doing multiple languages, and you could produce a phone of you and the could be you and it's speaking the foreign language.
That makes a lot of sense. If you're going to do video conversion for language and then have the avatar speak the foreign language, that makes a lot more sense.
That's what I thought was a big thing, because that stops, you know, you still got you and it comes across as you, but it's speaking French, it's speaking German in a course. So you can internationalize your course. And the prices, I think they were very fair. I imagine it's the token. All these video platforms, they're even worse than... Well,
pricing is almost impossible to figure out.
Yeah.
The getting started, $0, right? It says 3 avatar, 4 videos. Videos up to 3 minutes. And then it says 3 videos per month. And then at the bottom of that, videos up to 3 minutes, 3 videos per month. And then when you go to the next one, $30 a month, it's unlimited videos up to 30 minutes, and then 5 minutes of Avatar 4. I don't understand. Like, I'm limited.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, I'm like limited. So I can make a ton of videos, but I can't convert them into this avatar thing.
I think you just got to accept you got to go for the 39 plan, because it's not outrageous, have you? I think you just got to see if it does what you need for $39, because it's not outrageous, is it? $39.
No, but you know, in the grand scheme of things, we talked about this on our last episode. Everything's got a price, and they all add up at the end of the month.
They do. You know, if you're not going to use it, but like I say, because I've got another business folks that's aimed at real estate agents, and I've actually tried to train real estate agents, so they make videos and we help them edit them, and trying to fool somebody that's obviously it does feel very unnatural looking at a camera and talking to it, but you do get over it. But there's a group of people, folks, that just can't do it. They just cannot do it. Or they need everything to be scripted out to the letter and it just comes across. Unless you've got professional training or you've done a lot of it, it just comes across really stilted. And so I gave up because it was just unprofitable to try it, and these people quickly got unmotivated. So you've got to call it a day. So this type of solution is ideal for that type of target. To wrap it up, anything you want come to your mind to kind of wrap up the show?
Jonathan, like most people out there, you know, we learn something all the time. I am really focused on learning as much as I can lately. I've been doing some deep dives on some subjects. You can't learn it all and you can't buy it all. But what you can do is you can listen to a podcast like this and you can say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go sample that and just dip your toes in the water and see if it's something that piques your interest or doesn't. I normally would not have jumped into this gamma thing. I normally would not have, but Jonathan was like, oh, we're going to talk about it on the show. Go look at it. And I went and looked at it, tried it out. And I'm like, dang, I might subscribe to this. Of course, then, you know, that's bad because I'm spending more money. But
I've been on a good run lately. I've been finding some decent stuff.
You've been on a real good run. But again, that comes down to what's your use case and do you have the ability to optimize that investment? And then it all comes down to that. It's all use case and business oriented. I've got a nice little collection of tools now that I use. And I got to tell you, folks, as I don't want to say I'm a solopreneur because I've got team members and I give out work, but I work here. This is it. Like there's no cubicles. There's no 10 people around me. And so when the email comes in and I got to do something, it's nice to have some tools to be able to lean back on and make something magic happen.
Yeah, it's all how much effort you got to put in to learn something to how much return of time and effort you're going to get back. And you always got to think that way. We're going to wrap up the show. I think it's been great. Going to point out another great free resource to you listeners, and that's the WP Tonic YouTube channel. You can watch the video version of this show. Plus, we make a load of videos around membership, subscription, marketing, all the factors that you need to run a really great subscription-based business in 2025. Go there, leave a comment. We love more feedback from you about what you enjoyed in the shows and what shows you would like us to make. And you can do that on the WP Tonic YouTube channel or the Member Machine Show Facebook group. I got there in the end. It's been a great show. We'll see you next week, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.